What's up, all my dead rabbits? How you doing? It's the one and only Gabe Gomez of that Dead Rabbit Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Not Advice, Just Some Information. Now, the reason why I want to continue with more of these is because I have been getting a lot of feedback. And I'm going to be honest with you. I love that shit. I love the feedback where people reach out to me and say, hey, man, what you did right there on your last episode of this? Best episode ever. So let me give a quick shout out to my boy Brian, because 2OG's podcast called it right away. They said that was going to be my best episode, and they were not lying, because I had people from work come up to me, and even a few people reach out to me via the Instagram, you know, the Instagram and the Gmail. So awesome, man. I'm glad it helped. And guess what? I got some more for you. This one we're going to talk about is something big to me. And it's mainly because since I've been doing the whole not advice, just information, I've been thinking about what I'm going to do next. So this is why this one kind of took me a little bit longer. Well, kind of not really. I mean, it did take me a little bit more to come out because I wanted to do so much more with it. So, and then on top of that, last week was Thanksgiving. So I'll tell you what I did. Woke up early, got my baby ready, got my wife ready, and we shot down to Starbucks, grabbed a Starbucks, then shot to my grandmother's house. We were there probably about maybe 10. I want to say 10. Anyways, got there. My grandma had everything cooked, which I was like, Grandma, you cook all this? She's like, no, I bought it. I was like, oh, okay. But I'm not going to front on it because, you know, Stater Brothers came through. That was pretty good. So, you know, for my grandma's sake, she's getting old. She's up there, man. And I don't think she needs to be making anything. So why not order it? You know, I want to try Popeyes next year. I'm going to tell her. Because Popeyes has a Cajun turkey, which I really want to try. Anyways, so, you know, so I went there. I ate and I came to my in-law's house. Ate again. Watched a little bit of football. Saints lost to the fucking Bills. And then I fell asleep. Matter of fact, I didn't finish watching the game, but I know we lost. I fell asleep and I did not wake up to the next day, which was Friday, which was pretty nice because I kind of got a 3-day weekend out of it. You know what I mean? I was off Thursday from work. I'm already off Friday, Saturdays. It was popping. So it was a good time. However, I did feel like I got bored a little bit, but just a little bit. But anyway, I knocked out till Friday. I woke up on Friday and I went to go check out some Black Friday deals. Because as far as I remember, Black Friday is supposed to be a huge day of savings. And to be honest, guys, I didn't feel like there was any savings. I'm going to say right now here on this podcast, Black Friday is a myth, guys. I don't think it matters. I don't think it's true. And I think it's just bullshit because I remember a couple years ago where we did go to a Black Friday sale and I bought like an Xbox, I bought like movies, I bought a bunch of shit for like good money, you know what I mean? Like not that much. But when I went there Friday, I went to my favorite place of all time, Target. I love that place. And I go there and I'm like looking and I'm looking around like, where's all the Black Friday bins and shit? Like where's all the good stuff? And they didn't have anything. I think I saw like a Black Friday tag and it was for a printer. Who wants a printer? Ain't nobody need a printer no more. Everything is just text. I mean, companies might need a printer, but I don't think you as a person needs a printer when you could just text whatever you're thinking or fax. Like, why would you have a fax or a fax printer on Black Friday? Ain't nobody need that shit. Come on. Everybody got cell phones. Think about it. We all do. You probably listen to me on your cell phone right now. Plain and simple. You know what I mean? Computers. It doesn't matter. We got all that. But I was like, who needs a printer? But anyways, I felt like I was a little disappointed because there wasn't that many Black Friday sales. So I went to Walmart and I'm not going to, you know, I did go to Walmart because I wanted to get a few things that my little one was asking me for. And I saw them there and I was looking for their sales and they didn't have any sales either. So what the fuck's going on, guys? There's no such thing as Black Friday. I'm telling you right now, it's about to be December, November. Black Friday sales, there's no such thing, guys. Even the people that follow like creators on YouTube, they say Black Friday, but it's only like $2 off. Like there was a t-shirt for like $30 And then a Black Friday sale came and it was like $28. So really, you just taking off $2, bro? Get the fuck out of here. You guys are whack. And that's stupid because there's a lot of people out there that are really committed to these creators, really follow them, and then they still get fucked. You know what I mean? Like, they still get fucked in the end because they're trying to buy their merch and their merch is not that inexpensive at all. It's just like me buying a Supreme shirt. You know what I mean? And they're not even Supreme. It's like fucking some rando. You know what I mean? So Black Friday's a myth. But let's get to what we're talking about. Sorry, a little rant there, but I'm just sure it's a rant. It's a fucking myth. Anyways, so like I was saying, this year that I've been doing this, I've had a lot of feedback and I'm loving it. And I've had a lot of people looking out for me, telling me that what was good and what's not good. I had people come up to me and say that the last one that I did of this helped them out a lot. And I'm glad I did. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to help you out some more. That sounds super cocky, huh? Anyways, let's do some more. Let's chat, guys. You guys got what? 20, 30 minutes? Why not listen to me talk for a bit? Anyways, so what I've been thinking about lately for myself is because, like I said, I was at my grandparents' house and I realized that my grandmother is holding on to these grudges, and she's damn near 80. Like, there's no point for her to be upset at like her sister eating one of her Twinkies when they were like in middle school or whatever the case may be. Like, and I feel like it's mostly Latin women. Like, and I just feel like on both sides, mostly women that hold grudges. And I'm not going to say I'm a woman, but I've held a lot of grudges too. Quite a few, actually. So I'm thinking right now, I want to let go of these grudges, because when dust comes to dust, you know, I think that's what it says. Well, when I die, I don't want any grudges. I want to go in peace. I also want to have the peace of mind to move forward and not live in the past. So let's think about this, guys. How many people are you upset with? It could be one person. It could be a dozen. How many people are you guys upset with because they didn't say happy birthday to you on your birthday? Or they didn't reach out to you in your time of need? Or you felt like they disrespected you in a way where you're like, you know what? I'm just not fucking with that person no more. Think about it. I'll give you a few minutes. I really like that beat. So Let's think about it. How many grudges do you have over something as simple as, I don't know, eating the last piece of bread? It could be anything. This is something that has been taught to mostly, and I will say right now, for me, experience-wise, I feel like it's mostly Latinos. I really do. I feel like it's mostly Latinos that hold grudges, and I don't want to be that Latino that holds a grudge. I want to be that dude that lets everything go and just dies in peace. Or, you know, my time comes, everything's good. Like, I don't want to get up to the gates. Peter be like, Gabe, you really think you're going to come in, but yet you're still mad at that guy because he, like, cut you off in traffic. You're holding a grudge. Every time you see that car, you feel like keying it. Like, you haven't let that go. And you know who that car is because you live in the same area. You know exactly who it was that cut you off. And you want to scratch their car or scratch their fucking face for cutting you off that time. Come on, dude. That right there is not going to let me get in to those pearly gates, as I'm told. So, why not? Why not I reach out to the people I have a grudge with? Some may be listeners and some of my listeners might know who these people are. And if you do, people, let's talk about it, because I don't want to hold no grudges. I'm going to be upfront. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to let you know how I felt at that moment, and we could talk about it, and we can figure it out, because the only thing a person needs in order to move forward is closure. Like I said, let's not live in the past. I'm not going to live in the past no more. I'm going to move forward with my life. I'm going to drop the grudges I have. I'm going to drop the grudges I have and I'm going to move forward in my life, because I feel like if I don't, do I really want to be almost 80 years old and still mad about something that doesn't even matter anymore. I'm not going to say it made you feel good at that point, you know, to hold that grudge or dislike that person for so long. But why do we? It's something that we're taught in life. I feel it's something that we're taught to hold a grudge. And I could say, like, I could say a few of most cultures hold grudges. I feel like a lot of them do, but that's just what we're taught. So let's not be taught that way anymore. Let's figure out what we can do to move forward, because just going back and forth doesn't do anything. Like I said, when I do these types of segments that you guys enjoy, it's mostly just me giving my two cents, and you're more than welcome to take it or leave it. And it's just like me trying to take a horse to water, but I can't make you drink it. But I want you to really think about it, guys. Who do you have a grudge with? And do you even remember? And if you do, then let's talk about it. Talk about it to that person and let's get closure. That's my information I'm thinking this time. People I have grudges with, and there's quite a bit. I'm not going to lie. I've held a grudge for a long time. And at this point, I'm ready to let some of them go, and I'm going to work on the others. You know, I feel like that's what we should do, but I don't want you to get it twisted as if you letting go of a grudge automatically makes that another friend, because that's not always true. Yes, it could happen that way, but it could also happen the backwards way, where you let that person back in and they're not there for you. This goes back to the episode people were talking about. You can't keep the fat. You still need to trim it. However, for your being, you need to let go of whatever it can be. And if you guys stay friends, you stay friends. But if you don't, oh well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. That shit's gone. It's done. You don't need to think about that person again. So I'm started. I have... My listeners, I have started talking to the people I have had grudges with, and I am planning to either, you know, like I said, talk it out, figure out so I can let go, and maybe I can put it on the cast. I mean, there'll be more parts to this. I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to still put it on the Dead Rabbit SC podcast and let you guys listen, because I can tell you what I'm doing, but if you guys don't hear what I'm doing, then maybe you think I'm just shooting blank bullets over here. No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious on what I think we should do for ourselves. Now, keep in mind, I'm not telling you to do what I do, but I'm also letting you know, I mean, it can't be what too bad to let go of something that's been holding you back or holding back a reason to speak to a person that you know or whatever. It's just time for us to go in peace. That's what I'm preaching right here. I'm not a preacher, but I'm preaching peace. And what I mean is peace. I mean peace of mind. Peace at rest. All those pieces that you put together, you need to move forward, because like I said, we can't live in the back. We can't live back there. We can't. Like, for example, I reached out to a person more recently and I told him to get the crew together because I want to talk to all of them. And we're going to try to do that. Maybe a Zoom or something. I want to do a Zoom. That way they can hear me talking and I can record it, and it'd be all gravy, you know, and I'll give them their shout outs because, you know, you're going to do something for me on my show. I'm going to let people know where they can find you, but I don't want my fans or my followers to talk shit to these people, because we can't do that. No, we can't. If I'm going to let it go, therefore the person that follows me or that believes in what I'm saying should let it go as well. So I did this more recently. I did it a couple days ago where I kind of reached out to this person that I haven't talked to in a while, because and this is a different person. So I reached out to this guy that we used to be really good friends. As a matter of fact, he took me to my bachelor party. We had a good time. You know, I met him through my wife. We were friends. And then we had hooked him up with another friend of ours. They got together. They had their kids. They're married. And then we, for some reason, we got this turbulence on each other. We got this turbulence on each other where we would go to our same mutual friend's birthday or their kid's birthday, and we sit on the opposite side. We would. I don't want to see that motherfucker. Hell no, I don't want to see that motherfucker either. Fuck that fool over there too. You know what I mean? That's how we were. That's how we've been doing it. And even if we're not saying we want to say screw that person or anything, we're just saying think about it. I'm saying think about it. So I reached out to this person. I saw him at another our friend's birthday, because like I said, we're all in the same circle. I saw him. He tried to like shake my hand or whatever, because like I can tell he's feeling awkward. And it's awkward as soon as I walk in and everybody's like, oh, Gabe, what's up, man? And this person doesn't really like me anymore because of something that was said or something that we felt about each other. You know, that makes him finally feel bad or whatever. And as soon as he tried to like, and I've been wanting to do it for a while, like talk to this guy. As soon as he like kind of reached out his hand to shake it and say hello, I was like, put your hand away. Don't be a bitch. Give me a hug. Because I'm letting go of what I have this grudge with, because honestly, I can't remember. I know it was something, but we have not been the same for a minute. You know, we haven't. So I can't necessarily remember. I know it had to do with something that was said, but I'm going to let it go. But this guy knows me. He knows me for who I am, who I've always been, the same dude that he took on his bachelor party he was buying shots for. And, you know, we had a good friendship. You know, I thought, you know, we went to concerts, we did a bunch of shit together, and we had a good time each time, you know. So he already knows how I am. So when I came up and I said, put your hand away, give me a hug, don't be a bitch, I kind of saw in his face, like he kind of smiled a little bit as if, oh, okay, here it goes. You know, because I was holding on this grudge with this person. And not necessarily that I need him, you know, I need him in my life now. I really don't, but I don't want to keep going to our friends' birthdays and sitting on the other side. For me, I'm a social person. I like to socialize. I don't want to be sit in one spot. I can't stand it. It bugs me. You know, I'm a social person, you know. Now, my wife, on the other hand, she can sit down and not talk to anybody, but she want me to sit with her, but I can't do that. I'm sorry. Babe, I see you all the time. Let's get out and let's go talk to our friends. You know what I mean? So that's what I did. So it seemed like it went well, because, you know, it wasn't just that, you know, like I said, he had a little smile, and then he kind of came and approached us later. I don't know what he was thinking, like, you know, should I engage or whatever, but he came out. And then of course, like I said, this guy knows me for so many years and I know him. You know, I just get into it. You know, I've always been the person that, you know, I've been a comedian for pretty much my whole life. Granted, I've only done it for like 10 years pro, but, you know, and I'm like, what, 5 years out that I haven't done it, but I still have that mentality. I still have the jokes, making the laugh, making things happen, you know, making people have a good time, making people feel comfortable. That's what I do. And then, since I know him, I know how to talk to him where he knows I'm joking. He knows I'm not serious, and it feels like how it used to be back then, before whatever happened, you know. And then he says something, and then I'm like, oh, okay, so what this, you know what I mean? And then like, hey, man, you got something to get off your chest? You know, we're going back and forth, and it seems good. It seems like it used to be. Did it work out completely? I hope so. I hope it did. I haven't seen him, but when we left our friend's birthday, it was all good. You know, I guess I got to wait till the next friend's birthday where I see him again. And then we'll see where we are there. So I'll put up a post on how it's going. Definitely, I will. I'll talk about it. And since I did that, and when I did that, I automatically felt a little bit lighter. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like I was carrying such a burden. Because nobody wants to just go sit in a corner. When you go out with your friends or you go to your friend's birthday, you want to have a good time. You want to do shots. You want to drink. You want to laugh. You want to have a good time. So why am I going to not do the things I love to do with that friend? Because that motherfucker's there, you know? And I think we're good. I hope we are. I hope you listen. If you don't, one of the listeners will reach out to you, because my listeners roll deep and they know exactly who I'm talking about. They do. You know? So, you know, I'm not going to throw nobody's name out there, really. Unless it's cool. I'll ask him about it, but I won't throw his name out there. But I feel like we're in a better place. I think we are. And I hope it continues to be in a better place, because like I said, I don't want that burden no more. And if that person wants to carry that burden, or he wants to still feel a certain way, then yo, that's him. That's him. That's what he wants to do with his life. Am I saying he's wrong? No. If that's just how he's going to live, that's how he's going to live. But I think as my listeners, you guys should do the same. So reach out to that person. Can be like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, I just thought I'd call you. I was listening to the Dead Rabbit podcast. Did you hear it? It's amazing. This guy Gabriel's awesome. You know, if it starts off like that, it just starts off like that. You know what I mean? Or whatever the case may be, reach out to that person. Let's talk to him. Talk to that person and let's let go of what we're holding on to. Because if we keep holding on to this anger or this anguish or this, oh, I hate this motherfucker. Like if we keep holding on to that, let's be honest, guys, it's going to kill us in the end. And you're not going to die at peace. You're going to die at like, oh, what if I did this? And honest to God truth, if you are my listener and you feel where I'm coming from, I don't want you to be that way either. I want you to be at peace, because that's the only thing that we can take with us when we are gone, is the peace. Can't take the cash, can't take the friends, can't take the things that you love or you hold most valuable. You can't take none of that, but you can take your peace of mind, can take your heart at peace. You can take that with you. That goes with you. That goes with your spirit. So why not? See what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I'm just talking to you guys, you know, and you guys mostly like it when I'm up front, and I've always been up front, and I plan on being that. So we're going to have more of these, and we're going to have a whole lot. We are. I think so. So for the other people that I do have grudges with, I won't say your names, but if I've reached out to you in the past few months or so, you know who you are, then yeah, I want to talk to you, because I felt a certain way and now I don't want to feel that certain way. And I want you guys, as my listeners, my followers, the people that actually listen to what I'm talking about, I want you guys to do the same. That's your assignment for this week. Reach out to that person that you have a grudge with. Talk it out. Let go of that grudge. Bury the hatchet and see how you feel. And I can sit here and say, you're going to feel better. I really can, because I feel better. And that's just one that I got to talk to. And there's more. And I plan on talking to each one of those people that I'm holding a grudge with. I plan on talking it, burying the hatchet, letting things go, and moving forward with my life. And guess what? You're more than welcome to do the same. And for my listeners, you guys are more than welcome to do the same. Let's go peacefully. Let's not go with regret. Let's go with the fact that we did something to get rid of something. It could be anything. It really can. Think about it. How much lighter are you going to feel after you take some of the things I've told you and apply them? Now, I'm not trying to preach to you, and I'm not trying to tell you do what I do, but I'm just letting you know this is where I'm at in my point of life. And I want, I want my listeners, I want my friends, I want everybody here that has anything to do with me to go at peace. Now, I hope I'm not asking for much. I really hope I'm not. And I hope you guys agree with me. And for those people that I've reached out to most recently, let's talk. I'm coming for you. And I'm not in a threatening way. I'm coming for you because I want to be at peace. I want to make sure that things I have held grudges for is gone. And if I haven't reached out to you yet, believe me, it's coming. So, before I go, I want to do a quick shout out to my boy. Y'all know the man, Brian, from 2OG's podcast, from the 2OG's podcast over there. Thanks, bro, for giving me that status of how you thought my last episode was. I appreciate you, man. Your last episodes were great. Guys, if you haven't started listening to Two OGs, I don't know why you haven't. I mean, you guys listen to me enough. Why not listen to who I'm telling you to listen to? You know what I'm saying? Like, do it. You know what I mean? Last one he put out was Do You Have the Mindset? And that was another great one. It's a long one, but it's good. It's good. The one before that was good too. Now, my boy Brian is doing amazing. And if you guys have not followed him yet or heard his stuff, it's right there. Two OGs. You know where to find us. And for all my listeners out there, thank you for reaching out to me and giving me your status on how that episode made you feel. I appreciate you guys. And that's what I want to do. That's my goal here on the Dead Rabbit Podcast, is make sure that you guys feel good after you listen to me, or make sure it does something to your mind where you're like, hey, you know what? I think he's right. I think us holding on to grudges and trimming the fat is going to help us for the better, because honestly, guys, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make you guys feel better about how you are or what you're doing in life, because you only get one. You only get one life. So let's not be bitter. Let's figure out what we can do to move forward. There's no point in living in the past. The past is behind you. It does not need to be brought up anymore. And like I said, for the people that are listening to me that know who I'm talking about, you can reach out to them too. I've already have. You know, there's a cluster of people I need to talk to. And you know what? First of all, I just want to say I'm sorry for being a certain way. And I hope you guys welcome me with open arms, because you know what? That Gabriel's gone. 24-year-old Gabriel, cocky fucker, is gone. This is more mature. 34-year-old Gabriel's a lot different. He sees things a lot different. And if I can make sure that I'm at peace, and if it helps you, it helps you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's all good. That's what we need to do. So with that being said, you guys listen to the 2OGs podcast. Thank you for listening to the Dead Rabbit SC podcast. And you guys know where to find me. Instagram at Dead Rabbit SC. Gmail, deadrabbitsc@gmail. Twitter. Remember, I got the Twitter now, guys. The Twitter is back. That is I am Gabe Gomez. You can follow me there. And until then, love, peace, comedy. Dead Rabbits out.